This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today, we will look beneath a verse from the book of Proverbs to find nuggets of knowledge that are clustered there like sparkling gems, just waiting to be discovered and claimed for our very own. For the next 4 minutes, let's concentrate not on the shallow, ever-changing ideas of men, but on the ancient, unchanging wisdom of God. Today's passage, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. Some years ago, we were trying to lay some ground rules concerning the selection of staff for our boys' camp at Eagle Lake. Lauren Sanney, the president of the Navigators, was chairing the meeting. After he had heard all the suggestions as to the kind of men who should be there as counselors, water safety people, teachers of crafts, marksmanship and archery, and so on, he added one thing. It seems to me we should make sure we have a couple at the camp who have raised some boys, he said. They would understand and be a bit more sympathetic to things like homesickness and lonesomeness. They would be able to supply the added ingredient of patience and understanding when fear or an upset stomach or a blister makes life hard for the lad. I thought it was a good point. We needed to make sure all the technical skills were present at the camp. But having a dad and mom on hand who had raised boys would certainly add another dimension that all the training in camping and counseling could not provide. In these next few verses, Solomon does not speak as an eminent patron of the arts, nor as a learned zoologist or botanist or astronomer. He speaks as a father. So the wisdom he shares is not based on the educational or scientific side of life, but from the warm, loving, wise, and tender heart of a father to his children. A father, of course, is concerned about the education of his children. He would delight to have his son or daughter conversant with Shelley and Keats, understand and appreciate the art of Michelangelo and Goya, to be able to quote Shakespeare and Longfellow, to master calculus and trigonometry and algebra. But if you ask him what he prays for his children, he will tell you he prays that they will be good boys and girls and grow up to be good, kind, loving, morally upright men and women. He is concerned about the education of their minds, but he is burdened for the goodness and purity of their hearts and lives. He calls upon them to hear and attend to the good doctrine he will teach and the law he will lay before them. The law, no doubt, is the law of God, for after all, it is obedience to the law of the Lord that brings freedom to our lives. Freedom is the power to do what you ought, not the license to do what you will. The most relaxed man at the banquet is the one who perfectly understands and has mastered the rules of etiquette. He is at ease, poised, and does what is right by second nature. The one who is unlearned in the graces of table manners and good etiquette is always on edge and wondering which fork to use, which plate to use for what. So, of course, it goes without saying that the advice the father gives is good for the child. In spite of the reply, "But Dad, everybody's doing it," or "Everybody thinks this way," he sticks with truth and sound teaching based on the Word of God. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will give you a plan for Bible reading and offer practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 800-480-8934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.